说中文。
Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese. Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese. Hi, you're listening to Chinese pod. I'm Jenny.
I'm John.
John, 今天呢，我们的终极课程又是 City Series.
Yeah, so in this intermediate lesson, we're making a trip to where?
啊，到墨西哥。
啊，Mexico.
对。
How do we say that again?
墨西哥。
Okay, so fourth tone, first, first.
对啊，那我们会去墨西哥的什么城市呢？
Yeah, what city in Mexico? You probably know from the title.So the challenge is, see if you can pick out how to say Mexico City in Chinese.
非常非常简单。
All right, so give it a go.
Hola.
Yo, 回来啦。说什么鸟语呢？
西班牙语。Hola, 就是你好。Hola, hola.
行了，墨西哥好玩吗？
太好玩了，没想到墨西哥城有那么多人。
那快跟我们说说墨西哥城有什么好玩的。
整个城市看上去特有意思，有各种颜色的房子，而且那里的人都很友好，对人特别热情。
哎，听说墨西哥菜很辣。
对呀，跟墨西哥美女一样辣。
那美女有没有教你跳拉丁舞？
当然了，你们看。
哇哦！太棒了！
哇哦！Hola, John. 怎么说 Mexico City?
Okay, so to say city, we just add a 城 on the end, right?
对，就是墨西哥城。
Yeah, 城市的城 right?
嗯。
That means city.
对啊。
Okay, so what do they speak in Mexico?
他们说西班牙语。西班牙语。
Okay, so 西班牙 meaning Spain, right?
嗯，对的。
And Spanish is?
西班牙语。
Okay, so 西班牙 is first, first, second tone, right?
对，可是今天我们对话里的中国朋友有一点儿开玩笑啊，他说，你说什么鸟语？什么鸟语？
So literally this is bird language, right?
对，因为他听不懂 hola, 听不懂西班牙语。所以呢，他就说这是鸟语。
Okay, 鸟语, that's two third tones. And it's something you say when you have no idea what language the person's speaking, right?
对，就是你听不懂的语言，可以是方言，比如广东话、上海话啊，什么鸟语，或者外国的语言。
Yeah, and usually not only do you not understand it, but you don't even know what they're speaking, right?
对，那么鸟语这个词呢，有一点点贬义。
So it's a little bit derogatory, but here it's in a joking way.
对对对, not too offensive, huh?
Okay, so this guy is going crazy with his hola, hola, and what does the person say?
行啦,行啦。
Okay, so is this kind of like,够啦, like that's enough?
没有那么严重。
Oh, it's not quite as serious as that.
对,没有那么 strong.
Okay, it's more just like an okay.
就是可以了,可以了。行啦,行啦,不要说那么多hola。
Okay, so then what does the guy tell us about Mexico City?
他说没想到墨西哥城有那么多人，没想到那有那么多人。
Okay, so 没想到 is how he starts the sentence, right?
嗯。
So literally, I didn't imagine.
对，这是一个 surprise.
Yeah, okay, 想到 is something that you think of, that you imagined.
对，或者 you expected.
Expected, there you go. So 没想到 is I never expected.
对,
that Mexico City would have that many people.
对，好像墨西哥城的人比上海还多啊。
Yeah, it's funny. Mexico City has a huge population, but Chinese people tend to have no idea because they think of their own cities as the world's most populous.
我们是世界上人最多的国家，每个城市也超级多人啊。
没错。
啊，但是在墨西哥城呢，也有那么多的人。
Many, many people.
对，不过也有很多好玩的东西。
Okay, so we have a question about that, right?
墨西哥城有什么好玩的？墨西哥城有什么好玩的？
Okay, so literally, Mexico City has what fun?
对。
的, why is there 的 here?
这个的呢，其实就是说 有什么好玩的东西，或者有什么好玩的地方。
Okay, so what does it have that's fun?
What
fun things, what fun places?
对。
All right, so if you want to say what's fun in Mexico, you ask.
墨西哥有什么好玩的？墨西哥有什么好玩的？
Okay, so then what is the answer?
整个城市看上去特有意思，所以都好玩啊。
All right, so he's talking about the city, 整个城市, right? So what is this 整个?
整个就是 the entire.
整个。
对。
Okay, the whole city.
看上去特有意思。
So it looks especially interesting.
对。
看上去, right? This is kind of like another phrase.
看起来。看起来特有意思。
Okay, and this 特 is like 特别, right?
对,那么在北京呢,他们常常就说特,不说特别。
Okay, so you can say both. Actually, we have both in this very dialogue.
对。
So anyway, the whole city looks really interesting because...
因为那里有各种颜色的房子,有各种颜色的房子。
Okay, so what we're saying here is that the houses are all different colors, right?
对,各种颜色。
So each kind of color. In other words, many different colors on many different houses.
诶,这个是这样跟我说的啊。你去过墨西哥,对吧?
啊,去过。
没去过墨西哥城。
没去过。
哦。
So yeah, this is something that you see on TV, I think, in films or movies about Mexico. The homes are like orange and yellow and red. But it's not just a stereotype, it's actually true.
诶,
you go to lots of different cities in Mexico and you see lots of colorful houses. It's really cool.
各种各样的颜色啊。
Yeah, but let's get into the people now.
他们都很友好，那里的人都很友好，还有对人特别热情，对人特别热情。
Okay, 友好, right? So which 友 is this?
朋友的友。
Okay, so this means friendly. 友好, that's two third tones, right?
是的。
And then what else are they?
他们很热情，特别热情。
Okay, so that's enthusiastic and warm and passionate.
对。
Okay, and enthusiastic towards people, right?
对,对人特别热情。
All right, especially enthusiastic towards other people.
这个我们可以就是 testify to, 因为我们有 Spanish pod, 有墨西哥的同事。
Right, they are very enthusiastic and friendly.
友好又热情。而且他们还会教我们跳拉丁舞。跳拉丁舞。
Okay, yeah, so this is an important thing. How do you say dance again? To dance.
跳舞,跳舞。
So you have the verb 跳 combined with the noun component 舞。
对。
So fourth tone, third tone. And if you want to say, what kind of dance are you going to dance?
跳什么舞?跳什么舞?
Right, and if you want to say dance, Latin dance.
跳拉丁舞,跳拉丁舞。
So拉丁, that's two first tones, right? Like salsa, merengue, these dances tend to all get lumped together into this class of dance.
对。
Here when you talk about it in Chinese, right?
而且现在在中国拉丁舞也非常受欢迎。
Yeah, it's really popular, especially in Shanghai, right?
是的。将会跳吗?
I've learned...
扭屁股。
I'm not... It's not one of my greater talents, I have to say.
好吧。那墨西哥城呢,还有墨西哥城的人。还有一个特点，我们听完对话以后再来说吧。
All right, let's do it again.
Welcome back to another installment of Chinese Pod Trivia. And the question for you is, for what test does Chinese Pod offer preparation services for? Is it A, the polygraph, B, the colonoscopy, C, the HSK test, or D, the CAT scan?
The CAT scan?
Ooh, sorry, that is incorrect.The correct answer is C, the HSK test. That's right, Chinese Pod will thoroughly prepare you to pass this rigorous test of proficiency in Chinese. ChinesePod.com/HSK.
Hola.
Yo, 回来啦，说什么鸟语呢？
西班牙语。Hola, 就是你好。Hola, hola.
行了。墨西哥好玩吗？
太好玩了，没想到墨西哥城有那么多人。
那快跟我们说说墨西哥城有什么好玩的。
整个城市看上去特有意思，有各种颜色的房子，而且那里的人 都很友好，对人特别热情。
哎，听说墨西哥菜很辣。
对呀，跟墨西哥美女一样辣。
那美女有没有教你跳拉丁舞？
当然了，你们看。
哇哦！
All right, so Jenny, I know what you're getting at. You're getting at the 辣, right?
对, 辣.
So can you tell us what it means when a person is 辣?
其实和一个菜的辣是差不多的哦。
Spicy.
Hot.
Hot.
那就是很性感。
Okay.
漂亮性感。
So just like in English, you can say someone is hot.
嗯。
You wouldn't say they're 热 in Chinese.
对, 你要说他们很辣。很辣。
Okay, is that just their appearance or is it their personality as well?
更多的是外表吧。
Mostly appearance.
对。
Just like English hot.
是的。那么 John, 在英语里面你们可以形容一个男人很 hot 吗?
Yeah.
但是
works for both.
但在中文里我们不太说一个男人很辣。对。
Okay, and so what girls in China are the spiciest?
你说哪里的吗
Yeah, yeah.
四川啊湖南啊就是吃辣的地方人这个美女也很辣。
Oh, right, you call them 辣妹, right?
对辣妹。
Like, 妹妹的妹。
是。
Okay, so anyway, there's lots of topics in Mexico, not just that. And if you're in Mexico and you're studying Chinese and you need some help, please come to ChinesePod.com, ask us.
对啊。而且呢好像有挺多的 ChinesePod 用户都是在墨西哥的啊。
Yeah, and we actually had Mexicans help us write this dialogue, so.
对。Hola, mucho gracias. 是这样说吗
是这样。
我有听 SpanishPod.
Okay, so anyway, we're signing off here. Adios.
Adios, 再见。
As usual, ChinesePod provides an extensive selection of learning materials for this lesson on its website, www.chinesepod.com. You can access this lesson directly with the lesson number
1090.
So just go to www.chinesepod.com/1090 and you will find a transcript, vocabulary, and much more. The link again, www.chinesepod.com/1090.